A leveled-up version of tobogganing that people of all ages can enjoy. Here's where you can go snow tubing in Alberta. Buckle up, Alberta. It's time to rip down a snowy hill on an inner tube for one of the most thrilling and fun activities you can do in the province during those pesky winter months. While tobogganing may have a childish reputation, it's not for the faint of heart when you're on a big old hill and sitting atop a slippery tube. So, what's snow tubing all about? It's an exhilarating activity for people of all ages, typically allowing kids aged 2 and up, though restrictions vary from place to place. Some locations have solo tubes, others have tandem or multi-person tubes, and some have a variety so you can decide if you're braving it alone or jumping on with friends. Now that you're sold on the idea, and perhaps a little bit scared? Let us tell you about some of the many places you can go snow tubing in Alberta. Kinosu Ridge Tube Park. Head on over to Kinsu Ridge Tube Park, located in the municipal district of Bonnyville, for a fun-filled snow tubing session. You can book as an individual or a group and select your 2-hour time slot. Riders aged 2 and up are welcome, and everyone under the age of 5 needs to ride with an adult. You won't believe how fun this is, and you couldn't ask for a better location. Winsport Tube Park. Now, let's take a look at the Service Tube Park at Winsport in Calgary. This is one of the largest tube parks in Western Canada and the ideal winter activity for your whole family. You need to purchase your tickets online in advance, so be sure to book those tickets. You can ride down alone or hold onto your friends so you can share the experience together. If you go on Service Tube Park Fridays, you can get a discount and grab yourself a pass for only $18. Winsport Tube Park. Tawatinaw Valley Tubing. Tawatinaw Valley. Tawatinaw Valley Ski Hill offers the opportunity for some fast, flying fun. You can get a tubing-specific ticket or add tubing to your alpine ticket. You get to ride the red carpet for tubing, so you don't need to trek up the hill. All you need to do is buy your ticket, grab your tube, and get ready for some fun. Kids aged 2 to 4 can ride with an adult, and kids aged 4 and up can ride solo. The half-day ticket times run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and again from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. What are you waiting for? Nikiska Tube Park. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Nikiska Ski Area, at Nikiska Ski Area. The Nikiska Winnedoo Tube Park is the ultimate place to go if you're after a day of high-speed fun. Winnedoo Tube Park is easily accessible, located in the base area adjacent to the beginner's area offering a choice of 3 tubing tracks. Tickets are for 2 hours, and you can book as an individual or as a group. It's so much fun, and you get the benefit of being at a gorgeous ski hill in the Canadian Rockies as your venue. Edmonton Ski Club Tube Park. Edmonton Ski Club. Another great place to hop on a tube and ride. This one is located in the heart of Edmonton's River Valley, and we can't wait for you to give it a try. What a wonderful experience, tubing down a hill on a bluebird winter day next to views of the cityscape. Sessions are only $15 per person, and kids aged 2 and up are welcome but need to ride with an adult unless they're 5 years or older. If you want to get out of your normal routine in the city, throw this activity on your schedule. MT. Norquay. Last, but absolutely not least, we've got Banff Snow Tubing Experience at Mount Norquay. This is one of the province's longest tube lanes and trust us when we say you get going fast. Once you've made your way down the hill, you can hop on the magic carpet to carry you back up to the top. There are 3 3-hour sessions, morning, afternoon, and night, so pick your time and book those tickets. We will say, though, that the night session is extra fun and a super unique experience. Brittany Burr is a freelance writer and a contributor to Great West Media. This story was written for the 2023-24 Cool Winter Guide advertising feature. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.